welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Welcome into the Monday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. It is a wonderful blessing to be along with you. This is Pastor Lamar Whittemore coming to you from Watertown, South Dakota. And we are thankful to be a part of the Fellowship Broadcast, and we're thankful for what God is doing through the Fellowship Tract League. And you get to hear that through the voice of the Fellowship Tract League. And that is the Fellowship Broadcast, comes to you 5 days a week. And we're so thankful for it, and thankful for Pastor Burroughs and his heart for the gospel, and Brother Bruce DeLange and all that he does pouring into the gospel. And we could never do it without Brother John Brown. And he is the director of the Fellowship Tract League and keeps the presses rolling. And we appreciate all the labor that they put in on a regular basis. And it's a blessing to produce the broadcast. I'm thankful that God allows us to be a part of it. We'll be along with you today and tomorrow, and looking at a thought that's been on my heart lately on steps to something special. We believe God desires to do something special in your life, and he can do so, but he has some steps to do it. And Lord willing, we'll look at that on today and on tomorrow's broadcast. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
From Gene, this donation is for tracts that you recently sent. They are being distributed through door knocking, and we are from Amarillo, Texas. They are left with people that we witness to, and to people where the doors we knock and we get to talk to people. We're grateful that letter from Texas telling us that they use our gospel tracts in knocking on doors.
Dear friends, recently I found a small tract among some donations to our thrift store. It says eternal life is a free gift, and it has a picture wrapped on the front. Each week I am able to check 3 Bible study lessons from a local prison. I mail the lessons back to the prisoners. This would be a great way to witness to prisoners. I would be glad to make a contribution if you could send me about 100 or so of these gospel tracts if they are available. Thank you, from Joe.
Hello, this is Pastor Lamar Whittemore, and on behalf of Pastor Burroughs, Brother Bruce DeLange, Brother John Brown, and all those involved with the Fellowship Tract League, I would like to tell you about something extremely special that is coming up. The 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting is going to be held May the 20th through the 23rd at the Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. The presence of the Lord has been evident in this meeting throughout the years, and we are believing the same is going to happen this year as we celebrate the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd. We'll have some of the best Bible preaching and singing you can imagine. Preachers include Pastor James Jones, Pastor Joe Author, Pastor Eddie Wyatt, Evangelist Scott Matthews, Evangelist Buster Kinsey, and Brother Mark Rogers. It was at this meeting many years ago that God touched my heart in a special way and tendered it for the work of the Fellowship Tract League, and we believe he will do the same for you. You can find more information and even register for this meeting at breadoflifecampmeeting.com. That is breadoflifecampmeeting.com, or you can call 513-494-1075. We look forward to worshiping the Lord with you at the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
We do thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. And on the broadcast today and tomorrow, I would like to look out of life that I've been meditating on a lot lately. We just come through the Easter season and things of that nature and Resurrection Sunday, celebrating those things. And I love that doing that. And I enjoyed, I don't know, maybe I'm just a little strange in the sense that throughout some holidays, I just like to read the scripture that has to do with that holidays, like from Thanksgiving to Christmas. Every day during that time period, I'll read the Christmas story. And so throughout the time leading up to Resurrection Sunday, I usually read something about the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And there was something a part of that that just seemed to stand out in a special way to me. And that was found in Matthew chapter number 26 and verse number 75. We find that in the previous verses that we find that Peter begins to deny the Lord Jesus Christ and things of that nature. But the verse that stuck out to me is verse number 75, when it says, "And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly." There are many different ways, no doubt, that we could look at the resurrection and things of that nature, but looking at it through the eyes of Peter and things of that nature, I come to think about how that Peter was a man who was known for his words. And yet the very path that led him back to the Lord was a word. Peter, we find him, as some would say, he might have that foot and mouth disease, as he would stick his foot in his mouth. And sometimes I feel like we're probably first cousins when it comes to that. But we see Peter many times, we find him speaking. We saw him there in Matthew chapter number 14 when the Lord came and he told them to have peace there as the storm was raging. And Peter spoke a word of doubt when he said, "Master, if it be thou me, biddest me be thou thee, biddest me to come." And he stepped out, not in faith, but he stepped out in doubt, wanting it to be proven that it was the Lord. And in just a few moments later, we find him falling down into the waters and the Lord reaching to him. And in just even a few seconds later, he says, "O thou of little faith, you could have believed it was me." We see Peter not only saying those doubtful words, but he is one who also said some of the most dynamic words in scripture, as we find him in Matthew 16, when the Lord asked him, "Whom say ye men that I am?" And they told him who he said he was. There are Jeremiah's and things of that nature. And he said, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter, standing, said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." No more powerful words ever spoken by man. God commended him in that when he said those dynamic words. But here we find him saying doubting words and denying words. Words that would come back to haunt him, no doubt, in a specific way in these words of denial. He was a man known for his words, but yet we find that it was a word that got him back on track. When we come through Peter's life, we find that if we were to choose to use anybody, you look throughout the disciples, and as we find and we know that we find one disciple that is gone by the wayside because he not only denied the Lord, he was the one who betrayed the Lord and turned his back on God. And we understand that. So we have 11 disciples following after that. And all the disciples came. And when we think about these words of denial, all the Bible says that when Peter spoke up and said that he is going to, you know, I'm going to go to the death with you, and I'm not going to deny you. All the disciples said the same, but then all the disciples forsook him. But Peter followed afar off. And as Peter followed afar off, he came back. And if you look into the future and see whom the Lord might would use in the early days of the church, why wouldn't we use somebody like Andrew, who was very compassionate in his life, and he went after his brother the very first thing? Why wouldn't we think of some others who may have more eloquent ways of saying things and being a doctor like Luke or somebody of that nature? Why couldn't we choose somebody else? And yet, when we come to Pentecost, we find that there was one man standing with the anointing hand of God on his life, and that was Peter. And the man who was known by his words was brought back to this path, to these steps of something great by a word of remembrance and repentance. I want to look at these words, Lord willing, tomorrow and to continue on these steps to something great in the life of Peter and also in your life.
You have been listening to the Fellowship broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLang signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?